front bedroom, it was just all, everything was out of the drawers. The wardrobe doors were open, and the wardrobe at the back of the door, it was opened, and everything was thrown onto my bed. And I said, oh, I've been broken into. And I went into my room, which is a back room, and all the drawers were, everything was taken out of the drawers there. And that's where I had all my jewellery and things like that, you know, rings and boxes. And it was a terrible shock.
I would imagine some of the stuff would just have sentimental value, but some of it was probably very valuable.
Some of it was valuable. Valuable to me, you know. Like, I mean, there was my engagement ring, gold necklaces, gold bracelet, which my sister gave me one Christmas. And when she handed it to me, she says to me, Joan, she says, that's for you, love. She says, take care of it, she says. And, you know, it was worth a lot of money. And I says, thank you, Sandra. I've no longer got her today. She has died. And I haven't got the bracelet either. So they knew what they were taking when they took it. And the same with the rest of the jewellery. They knew what they were taking. They'd been watching me coming and going from church, like many other people in the estate. So all I can do is pray that the Lord catches them. But I'm a Christian and have been for years. And I never thought anybody would do a thing like that on a pensioner. I'm now 77 years of age. And I've got a nice home and a comfortable home, and I don't want to leave it. I've all my friends here, all my friends in church. I've all my neighbours. Some of them have been broken into as well as myself.
But you just don't feel safe here at the moment, is that what you're saying?
No, uh-huh. You just, from day to day, you just don't feel safe. Things around here today weren't like things were when I moved in here 40-odd years ago. And all the neighbours are good. They've all brought up their family here. And for the like of that to come in and frighten us and scare us, we haven't done them any damage. We haven't harmed them in any one way.
As well as the jewellery, Joan, they also got some money that you were saving up.
Yes, that's right. You have to save a wee bit of money for your oil and stuff like that.
And where was that money?
In purses that were up the stairs.
And you were planning to use that to pay for your next delivery of oil?
Oh, yes. That's right.
Mm-hmm. What will you do now?
Well, I've got three good sons, which will help me out. And that's it. I will get there.
To have lost some of that stuff that meant so much to you is obviously breaking your heart.
It is, yes. More of keepsakes than anything. But I'll come through it. And I do hope that somewhere that the chaps will catch themselves on and stop breaking into these houses. I'm inclined to shake now. I was taking my tea this morning, and I noticed my hand was going, so I put my tea down on my wee tray there and thought to myself, well, I'll leave it and, you know, see. But every time I hold anything, my hand seems to shake. It's just nerves, I suppose, you know.
After what happened, are you considering moving?
I would just love to, yes, because I don't know whether I'll ever be content here or not again. I'm finding it very difficult. Getting up in the mornings and things like that. And you're very, very, very aware of what has happened. But where does one go these days? It's not only happening in this estate, I'm sure it's in other estates as well.